A wildlife charity operating in southern Africa faces a potential lawsuit from locals who say the organization's relocation of elephants to the area killed multiple people. 10 people living near Kasungu National Park on the border between Malawi and Zambia retained a British law firm to handle their claims against the International Fund for Animal Welfare. They accused the U.S.-based conservationist group of moving more than 260 elephants into their homeland in 2022, resulting in at least 12 deaths, others injured, destroyed property, and thousands living in fear. The lawyers say a local nonprofit recorded more than 11,000 individuals who had suffered at least one of these impacts. And that estimated damages totaled millions of dollars, with some community members left struggling to feed their families as a result of their livelihoods being destroyed by elephants. In a statement, the International Fund for Animal Welfare said it was deeply saddened by these reports of human-wildlife conflict, but denied any wrongdoing, saying its role in the relocation was limited to providing financial and technical support, while the government of Malawi is the one responsible for managing the country's wildlife and national parks. The relocation of these elephants was initially seen as a major success. Moving a significant number of the animals from an overpopulated smaller park to Kasungu, where their numbers had dwindled years ago because of poaching. However, the lawyers for people living in the region said problems were almost immediate. Alleging two people were killed days after the elephants arrived, they added legal notices have been sent to the International Fund for Animal Welfare, demanding the organization address the harm allegedly caused and warning if no resolution is reached, a lawsuit will be pursued in a British court.